FM 90.3 WJTL. Abby with the classic, Come On, Ring Those Bells. Phil Wickham's Face of God prior to that. Good morning to you. It's 7:02.
Hey, good morning, friends. If you believe in the ministry of WJTL, stand with us today by sending your end-of-the-year donation to WJTL 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, 17545, or make a pledge or donation online at WJTL.com, or you can call our office, 717-392-3690. Your support really does keep WJTL on the air, ministering to listeners in our area and online around the world 24 hours a day. We thank you so much.
Joining us on the phone, our friend Lee Deremer from Life Cycles. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody want to give a shout out to?
I'd love to give a shout out to Jason McKinney. He's getting ready to start up a new team in Lancaster City this spring.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about Life Cycles for our listeners who are just now becoming acquainted with you.
Okay, sure will. Well, we've just finished up our sixth year of God's providing us in order to put this teen mentoring program together. We started with boys. Now we have boys and girls. And so the mission of Life Cycles is to build young men and women of character in a Christ-centered bicycle touring adventure experience. Through spring, summer, and fall, we gather volunteer leaders around teens, Jesus, and long-distance bicycling.
That's awesome. So where are some of the places you travel to do your bicycling?
On weeknights, we are locally in Lancaster County in Marietta with one team, Landisville with another team, New Holland with another team, and our girls' team in Lititz. On weekends, for about half of the Saturdays during the year, we're at various places in Lancaster, York, or Dauphin County doing a day-long ride. And during the summertime, we take folks who are ready on a week-long ride covering 300 to 400 miles, and we've had some great destination rides over the past 6 years.
So I know you always bring us some great stories about how God is changing lives through Life Cycles. Any that you could share with us this morning?
Well, I think what Marcy and I have enjoyed reflecting on in 2020 is how God allowed us and protected us when we were able to ride this summer. Once it became authorized to be able to ride, we were ready to go. Our leaders and teens and families were ready to go, and we used the required mitigation procedures. And we gathered as many as 70 or 80 people outdoors on a Tuesday or a Thursday night, or a few smaller crowd on a Monday night, and went the whole way from late June to the end of October without anyone getting the COVID virus. We don't minimize the virus. We're just maximizing our understanding of God's protection.
That's awesome. If folks want more information about Life Cycles, or they'd like to support you or find out how they can get involved, what's the best way to do that?
Thank you, Fred. We're online, of course, at www.lifecyclesteam.org. That's LIFECYCLESTEAM.org. Or they can give a call at 717-586-2511. Sorry, that's 2511, and we'd be thrilled to talk with them about it.
Awesome. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Lee. He mentioned about the Lancaster City team for 2021. We'll talk with him about that on the way. Also, another classic